Calling all lovers of mystery. Prepare to don your detective hat in June's Journey, a free, hidden object mobile game that delves into the captivating journey of June Parker, a self-proclaimed detective who is on a quest to unravel the mystery surrounding her sister's untimely death. Take a trip in time to the glitzy 20s to play as June, deciphering clues and unveiling secret plots within thousands of beautifully illustrated scenes. If, like me, you get sad when a story comes to a close, never fear. With June's Journey, the thrill is endless, since new chapters are added weekly. And not only can you enjoy the detective adventure, but you can also personalize and decorate your very own Orchid Island, where the story takes place. How sharp are your detective skills? Find out when you download June's Journey on your Android or iOS device, or play online via Facebook Games. Your detective journey awaits.
Hey, grown-ups, guess what? The Story Pirates just announced brand new dates for the Amazing Adventure Tour. Come see us perform songs like Cat Sit on You and Fart Out Loud Day and improv comedy based on your kids' ideas. You can find tickets at storypirates.com/live. The Amazing Adventure Tour is headed to these cities in May: Iowa City, Iowa, St. Paul, Minnesota, Akron, Ohio, Plainfield, Indiana, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, Skokie, Illinois, Madison, Wisconsin, and Joliet, Illinois. We would love to see you there. That ticket link again is storypirates.com/live. And grown-ups, did you know that you can share more episodes of the Story Pirates podcast with your kids without even leaving your podcast app? All of our bonus episodes with more coming every month are now available on Story Pirates Podcast Plus. And you can subscribe right in Apple Podcasts. Plus, you'll get our Just Songs and Just Stories feeds, so no more scrolling through episodes to find your kids' favorites. Want even more perks? Story Pirates Podcast Plus is also available in Creator Club, where you can get insider access and pre-sale opportunities to upcoming tours, or with a premium membership, a free shirt, and access to our brand new Create a Story events, where your kids help Lee and Peter build a story that will make it onto the podcast. Learn more at storypirates.com/podcast.
Story Pirates! Kids write stories, we perform them, kids write more!
Hey everybody, welcome back to the Story Pirates podcast. I'm Lee.
And I'm Mindy.
And as you know, Story Pirates take stories written by kids and we turn them into awesome sketches and songs. Mindy, what's today's story?
Well, today's story was written by one of our listeners who is not even 3 years old at the time. She said she was almost three when Mia Allen from the Lexington Montessori School in Needham, Massachusetts, wrote her story called I Love My Big Girl Bed.
Wait, she wasn't even three when she wrote that story?
No.
How do you write a story if you're not three yet?
Well, here's the thing. Anybody could write a story for the Story Pirates. She just told her story to her mom, and her mom got it down on paper, word for word.
Wow, now that you say that, I concede that that's obvious what happened.
You could even write a story for the Story Pirates, Lee.
Whoa! Well, before we hear the adaptation of Mia's story, let's hear the original story that she sent in to us. Peter, take it away.
Here it is, Lee. Mia's story, I Love My Big Girl Bed. I love my big girl bed so much, I'm not going to sleep in my crib anymore. I need my big girl bed so much that I'm not even going to turn one and not be a baby. I'm not even three yet, and I really like it so much. And I love my sheets for when I turn three, and I'm going to sleep in my big girl bed, and I love it so much. I really like it so much, and I'm almost going to be a big girl. My sheets are so good. They look like fairies, all the colors, and I'm going to sleep in my big girl bed, and I really love it so much. I also love my shoes, and I'm not going to turn into a baby. Done. Love, Mia. And now, here's the Story Pirates adaptation of Mia's story, I Love My Big Girl Bed.
I need a big girl bed, don't want to sleep in my crib anymore. Bedroom door. I'm not even three yet. Don't know what I'll be yet, but on my third birthday, then you'll hear me say, I love my big girl bed, and I really, really love it. Really, really love it so much. I'm gonna be a big girl. I'm not gonna turn into a baby.
So good.
My sheets are colored like fairies, like a big girl's bed sheet
should.
I'm almost a big girl, and this is a big world. I'm spreading the news. Oh, and I love my shoes. Yes, I love my big girl bed, and I really, really love it. Really, really love it. Really, really love my big girl bed. I love my big girl bed.
Done.
Love, Mia.
Yeah!
And now Lee speaks with the author herself, Mia.
Hello, this is Mia.
Hi, Mia.
I'm really excited.
You're excited to talk to me?
Yes.
How are you today?
Great.
What are you doing?
I have a little cold, so I didn't go to school. I went to the doctor's office. Then I went to the medicine store. And then we went home again to talk to you.
Oh, I'm sorry you have a cold. Mia, how old are you?
5.
You're 5 years old. Do you remember when the Story Pirates did your story on the radio?
Yes.
What was it like to hear your story on the radio? Do you remember?
Well, it was really exciting, and I really liked it.
How did you get the idea for your story, My Big Girl Bed?
Well, I just really, because I really do love it now, and I just wanted to tell people, other people, that I loved it.
So do you have the same bed now?
Yes.
So you've been sleeping in it for a couple years now.
I've been sleeping in it for almost 3 years. Actually, yeah, 3 years.
So do you still really love it?
Yes.
What do you love about it?
I like fairy, so I really like what it has on it, and I like that it glows in the dark.
Glows in the dark?
Mm-hmm.
So it's sort of like a nightlight and a bed put together.
Yeah. I don't usually get scared at night, but sometimes I have nightmares, and that makes me scared.
I know what you mean. I'm glad that you have a glow-in-the-dark bed for whenever you have a nightmare.
Yeah, I'm really glad of that, too.
Do you have any special sheets or blankets on your bed?
Yeah, I do. They're like... Oh, and I have a mobile now.
You do?
I just got a mobile floor on top of my bed. And my special sheets are like the covers. They have fairies on them.
What about the mobile?
Oh, and in my mobile, there are fairies.
There's fairies in your mobile?
Yeah, I've seen them twinkle a lot.
So you like fairies?
Yeah, I really like fairies.
What do you like about fairies?
I like that they shimmer, and fairies make me not have nightmares.
That's so great. It sounds like you have a really, really great place to go to sleep.
Yes, I really like it.
You know, sleep is one of my favorite things.
Oh, and I also, yeah, it's mine too, and I also have a lava lamp.
You have a lava lamp?
Yeah. It doesn't really have lava, though.
That would be too dangerous. Do you keep the lava lamp on when you go to sleep?
Yeah. And also, I saw a real volcano once, but it didn't explode.
Whoa.
I really love volcanoes, too.
Really? Where did you see the volcano?
In Hawaii.
You saw it in real life?
Yeah.
Whoa. Was it so cool?
Yes.
But it didn't explode?
No, it didn't. Because that would be really scary.
That would be really scary. You'd have to run really fast.
Yeah.
Did you ever see a volcano?
It's not active anymore.
Do you ever see an active volcano on TV or anything?
Yeah, I've seen it in videos and stuff.
That's cool. So why do you like volcanoes?
Well, because I like how they explode. And one time, since I love volcanoes so much, one of my friends gave me, you know those volcanoes that you can make with vinegar and stuff. She gave me a Bhutan volcano that you could put vinegar and baking soda in, and then it would explode with the stuff that you used.
Did you do that at your house?
Not yet. I'm going to do it soon, though.
It's going to make a big mess.
Yeah, I know it is. I like being messy.
Do you have any advice for any kids out there that might be trying to write their own story?
Yeah, my sister wants to write a story. I told her that she needs to make it up in her own imagination. Or it could be real like mine. It could be really whatever she wants.
That's really good advice. Mia, thank you so much for letting us perform your story.
You're welcome. And thank you very much for doing what you're doing.
Oh, thanks, Mia.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye, thank you.
Bye, thank you.
Thanks to all of you out there for listening to today's podcast. Special thanks to Mia's mom, Gretchen, and to Sirius XM Radio. Special shout out to Eli Bolin, our musical director who musicalized Mia's story today. Thanks, Eli. If you want to see Story Pirates live, we'll be performing in Davis, California on February 23rd, at the Actors Gang Theater in Culver City, California on March 8th, and at the Wayne YMCA in New Jersey on March 16th. You can also see us at our family flagship shows in New York City most Saturday afternoons. Find info and tickets for those shows on our website, storypirates.org. Grown-ups, our next After Dark show is at Symphony Space in New York City on February 22nd. As always, you can find sweatshirts and other gear at storypirates.org/store. Remember to friend us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter and Instagram. See you next time. Hey, grown-ups! Today's episode is sponsored by DoorDash, where you can get $0 delivery fees on eligible orders with Dash Pass, and new members get a 30-day free trial. Hey, Peter!
Hey, Lee!
What you doing?
Just waiting for a delivery.
Oh, that's cool. What are you getting?
It's here! Thank you!
Delicious sushi! Aren't you going to eat it now?
Oh, no. I'm waiting for a delivery.
I thought that was your delivery.
Another delivery. It's here! Thank you!
What's that delivery?
Groceries.
Want help putting them away?
Thanks, but not yet. I'm waiting for a delivery.
Another delivery?
It's here! Thank you!
Peter, why are you getting...
It's here! Thank you!
This seems like a lot
it's
of...
It's here! Thank you!
Peter, why do you keep getting so many deliveries?
It's too easy! I can't stop!
Well, what's that delivery you just got?
Oh, more sushi?
Wow, I guess getting that many deliveries makes you hungry.
You have no idea.
Open the door to $0 delivery fees and savings you can't get anywhere else. Sign up for Dash Pass today only on DoorDash and get your first 30 days free if you're a new member. Subject to change, terms apply.
As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business, from the launch your online shop stage all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/realm.